Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Welcome to the program. Come on in. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is Friday. You know what that means. It's time for another episode of the Gary Zimak Show. I've got my nice hot mug of Mystic Monk Jingle Bell Java. Yes, it is that time of the year that my favorite coffee comes out. We're here to talk about the mass readings for Sunday, for the upcoming Sunday, which is the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. This is a very special day. It's a very special celebration. So we want to take some time to look at the readings, to unpack them a bit so that you're ready when you go to Mass on Sunday. You don't want to go in there not prepared, because you know what happens. Things get in your way. The sound system isn't working right. You get distracted. You're too many people in church, so you're squeezed in the pew. And, you know, all kinds of distractions seem to happen. So if you have a good idea about the readings before you go into Mass, it'll help you to be able to understand the message that the Holy Spirit is delivering to you. So that's why I do this program. We do it once a week here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm grateful that you have decided to tune in and be a part of this 30-minute podcast. Let's open it up as we do each week with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for loving us enough to send your Son to live among us, to die for us, and to rise from the dead so that we could one day live forever in heaven with you. Father, we ask you to bless us. We ask you to bless those around us. We ask you to help us to follow you more closely and help us to be greater witnesses for you in the world. Help us to be able to draw people closer to you. Give us the strength that we need to fight the obstacles that seem to get in our way so frequently. Father, we ask you to heal those who are sick. Help those who are lonely, those who are anxious. Help anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair. Help those who are battling addictions. Father, we ask you to accept our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and handle them in the best way possible. I ask you to use me today to speak your message. Please speak through me and open our minds and our hearts so that we may all be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please help those who are struggling with religious persecution around the world. Help anyone who is homeless or is homebound. We ask you, Father, for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I hope you had a good week. Hope you're enjoying the Christmas season. And don't forget that the Christmas season does continue. The Christmas season, now still, we are in the octave of Christmas. That'll end on Sunday. That's the super-duper period of time celebrating the birth of our Lord. However, the Christmas season will continue beyond that. That'll go right up until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which is about a week or so after that. It's coming up relatively quickly. Let me tell you the exact date. Why should I guess? Because honestly, I'm not sure of the date. Let me look this up. The baptism of the Lord will be on January the 9th. So right after that, on the following Tuesday, January the 10th, we will go back to ordinary time. We'll begin the first week of ordinary time. But until then, please continue to celebrate the birth of the Lord. Wish people a Merry Christmas. It really is okay to do that. I know it feels a little funny, but that's because the world thinks differently than we do. You know, I'll give you a little secret. The world is very unchristian at times. I know you know that, but it's true. The world's very secular. That's why it's the world. What we need to do as Christians is change that. We've got to swim upstream sometimes, if you will. We've got to go against the tide, to swim against the tide, right? I mean, that's challenging, but it's something that we are all called to do as followers of Jesus Christ. So wishing somebody a Merry Christmas is still very appropriate. And I do hope you had a great Christmas. I need to take one quick sip of my Mystic Monk coffee, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. A Jingle Bell Java is one of my favorite flavors. It gets me excited. They have it at the Mystic Monks have it at Christmas time, and then they have a version during Easter. Same coffee, but they use a different name. They call it Pascha Java. But it's one of those things that just makes me feel good. It makes me something special. And when we do that, when we celebrate in a concrete way like that, it helps us to remember those spiritual aspects of our faith that might be easy to forget if we don't do something to treat ourselves, if you know what I mean. You know, a little snack, a little extra treat to celebrate a solemnity or a special day or a season such as this season dedicated to the birth of the Lord. By doing that, it helps you. It helps you to feel happy. And when you feel happy, you're able to think about, yeah, I'm happy because, not just because of the coffee, but because this season is great. I'm celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. So I love using this Mystic Monk coffee, having it especially at times of celebration like this, because it really lifts me up. And while we're talking about Mystic Monk coffee, I want to thank you for all of your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee from my website, followingthetruth.com. Every time you make a purchase of Mystic Monk Coffee on my website, I get a little bit of a commission. And I got a very decent commission this year, and I'm very thankful because I know that I talk about it on the show, and you're really helping me out. That's one way that you can keep my ministry going strong, by helping, by purchasing Mystic Monk Coffee from followingthetruth.com. And from using the Amazon link as well at followingthetruth.com. The beautiful thing about using those two links from my website is it doesn't cost you anything. If you're going to make the purchase from Amazon, if you'd only use the link on my website, it really does help me out. And you get the same products, you get the same prices, everything remains the same. But the fact that you entered Amazon from my website, that sends a little bit of a commission my way. The same for Mystic Monk Coffee. And if you haven't tried it, I would encourage you to do so. It really is tremendous coffee. It's brewed by the monks, Carmelite monks out in Cody, Wyoming. They're good men. They love our Blessed Mother. They love our Lord. And they brew some really fine coffee. So please consider it as we go forward. I could really use the support to continue going on with my ministry. Your support through Mystic Monk Coffee, through Amazon, using the links on followingthetruth.com, and your donations. We've had some donations that have fallen through, and typically what happens is somebody's credit card expires, or generally that's the main thing that happens, and the donations don't go through. The way it works through PayPal is you don't get notified when that happens, and I'm always hesitant to contact you for that. I may have to start doing that, but I've lost a few in the past couple of weeks, not because people have canceled, but just because the credit cards expired or changed. And I wish PayPal would make the notification, but they don't. So keep that in mind. I very much still do need your donations. If you're able to send any money my way through PayPal securely on followingthetruth.com, that would help me to keep this podcast going. Right now we're doing once per week. We may get to the point where I can do more, but right now I'm still working out all the details with Spirit in the Morning, my new daily morning show. And it's a little bit challenging to do more than one each week, but we'll see what happens. My goal would be to do more at some point, but we'll see if that's possible. And I thank you for all of your support. I thank you for listening. We still get some good listenership for this program, and I love to do it. So as I sit here in New Jersey, I'm looking outside, and it's getting a little dark out there. I got my nice coffee, and we're going to talk about the Mass readings for the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. Before we do that, I do want to make one other announcement. I put all of my currently scheduled speaking engagements on my website, followingthetruth.com. So if you look at the schedule, you'll see where I'm going to be throughout the year. I'm sure I'll be adding more as we go throughout the year. But right as of right now, My current schedule is up at followingthetruth.com. So check it out. There's a good chance that I might be coming to your area. I'm speaking throughout the country. And if you would like to bring me to your parish, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com, and we could certainly arrange that. So, you know, as it goes through the year, I'm trying to think last year, I added dozens more talks throughout the year after the first of the year. So once the year is scheduled, that doesn't mean I'm not taking any more talks. I've got plenty of room for other speaking engagements as we go throughout the year. So if you're interested in bringing me in, let me know, gary@followingthetruth.com. We could talk about the details. I think you'll be surprised how doable it really is. Sometimes people think that it's not possible to bring me in, but it's very possible, and I'm very willing to work within the budget of your church or your organization. So keep that in mind. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, one more sip. I just can't stop drinking this coffee. It's amazing. That's the danger of doing a radio show and liking your coffee too much. When I'm drinking my coffee, you can't hear what I'm saying, right? Let's look at these readings. The Solemnity, it's a big day. Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. The first reading, and we celebrate our Blessed Mother on this day. And remember one thing, we are in the Christmas season. We're very aware of Jesus Christ coming to earth. That happened because Mary said yes. We don't want to forget. We don't want to forget the power of Mary's yes. We really don't. That's so important that she was willing. That she was willing to say yes. Don't ever forget the power of Mary's yes. And in your own life, what is the Lord asking you to do? And are you willing to say yes? A lot of times, we're not willing because it's not comfortable or it's too risky. You know, the things, the feelings you get, and maybe the thoughts that maybe I should do this, but you don't do it. Mary was willing to take a risk. The Lord asked her to do something very challenging, and she said yes. Just think about what can happen in your life if you say yes in the same way. The first reading from Sunday's Mass, the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, is from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." This is interesting. This is God, and what I'll do is I'll make sure we tie all of the readings in together, because there is a theme that the church gives us in the Mass readings, especially in particular in the Sunday Mass readings. Usually the first reading, the Gospel, and the Responsorial Psalm, they all go hand in hand. And if you're trying to figure out the theme, there's always a lot of themes, but generally you could pick out one common theme that the church has. The key oftentimes to understanding the theme of the first reading and the Gospel is the responsorial psalm. So if you're confused and you think, well, what does this first reading have to do with the Gospel? What's the connection? Look to the psalm, and oftentimes you'll see. The Lord has blessed us. He's blessed his people. You know, when he's speaking here to the Israelites, he's talking to Aaron and his sons, Jesus had not yet become incarnate. He had not yet been born. Now, the Word, the second person of the Trinity, he always existed. He existed, but he hadn't come to earth in the form of Jesus Christ yet. The ultimate blessing that we have received by Almighty God was the gift of his very own Son, and we still have the Son of God with us today. The thing about God is, and this is a very powerful thing to remember. The thing about God is, he loves you too much to be distant. He doesn't want to be distant. Unfortunately, we don't recognize just how close he is to us. So many times we don't recognize that, and we assume that he is distant. Oh yeah, he's way up there in heaven, and he doesn't care about my little problems. Well, guess what? If he cared enough to send his son to be born as a little baby, to be born of a woman. He cares about your problems. So don't ever think he doesn't care. Unload your problems on him. Cast your cares on him because he cares about you. That's 1 Peter 5:7. I didn't say that. He does care about you. Cast your burdens, cast your anxieties, cast your worries, whatever. It's in different Bibles of different translations. But whatever you've got, whatever is concerning you in your life, let Jesus know, because he really does care. So when we think about this first reading, we're reminded that we have ultimately been blessed by the fact that Jesus Christ came to earth. And it came about because Mary said yes, even though it was a pretty uncertain road that she had to travel. She didn't get all the answers up front. The responsorial psalm is from Psalm 67, "May God bless us in his mercy. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations of the Lord, I'm sorry, the nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him." It's amazing when you think about it. When you think about God, when you hear God, when you hear the word God, you generally think he's very far away. You think he's all powerful, which he is. And sometimes we can forget just how merciful he is. And why is it? Well, it's because we're often not very merciful with each other. And even with him, we get mad at God sometimes, and we're not willing to forgive him. Something may happen in our lives, and we don't exhibit the same mercy, right, that he exhibits with us. He doesn't operate the way we do. And because Mary said yes, Jesus came to earth. And that ultimate expression of God's mercy, in that ultimate expression of God's mercy, Jesus Christ died on the cross for us so that we could be reunited. See, there was a rift in the relationship between God and us. It was caused by Adam and Eve and their original sin that was passed down through the generations. The only person who could have fixed that was Jesus, and that's what he did. So you have been redeemed, something to be very thankful for. And because of what Jesus did, and again, it goes back to that yes of Mary. Because of what he did and her yes, you have been able, you are able, I should say, to get to heaven one day. Be thankful for that. Spend a little time thinking about how great that is. The second reading comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. I love this passage. There are a lot of really cool messages that come out of here. I've been reading this one. I didn't realize it would be the second reading for Sunday's Mass, but I've been reading this one over the past couple of weeks because it really touched me. When the fullness of time had come. Okay, here's what you need to take out of this. There is a plan. God's got a timetable. We often forget that. Because our timetable is, well, I want this now. I need everything now. I don't like to wait. I honestly don't like to wait. And I'm sure you're the same way. When we want something, human nature generally wants it now. We don't like to wait. And we think we know why, right? We should have it now. We never think it's a good idea to wait. And what we forget or we choose to ignore is the fact that God really does know better than we do. And there are reasons for why he does what he does. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman. Why did it happen then? Well, that's God's decision, and that shows his wisdom. Why did people have to wait thousands of years for the Savior to come to earth? I don't think we're ever going to have that question answered. But remember that God had a plan. He promised that he would send a Savior. It took a long time, but he sent the Savior when the time was right. The Savior, his son, was born of a woman. It didn't have to be that way, but God chose to involve Mary in our redemption. He chose to do it that way. And you could look at that and say, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Well, great, I'm glad it doesn't make sense to you, but you're not God. See, we do this all the time. We look at things God does, and we use our human intellect, which isn't that great sometimes, let's face it. We use our human intellect to try to figure out or second guess God's infinite wisdom. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but we do that. So he did that when the time was right to ransom those under the law so we might receive adoptions as sons. You and me, we're sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. That's a privilege. That's not a right. Sometimes we forget to acknowledge this great privilege that we have had because Jesus came to earth. Again, and I'm going to throw it back to Mary because it's her day today. Because Mary said yes, Jesus Christ was born. And as a result, we have a deepened relationship with our Heavenly Father. Now, do we have to take advantage of that relationship? No, we don't. But it's available to us now. We can be called sons and daughters of God, the Heavenly Father. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? It's pretty amazing that we can now be called sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And again, be thankful for that. That's a great blessing. Now, I like this part too. As proof that we are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that animated Jesus Christ. You know, it's not just we got an instruction book or we got a YouTube video with directions on how to live our life. Jesus Christ gave us his very own Spirit, that Holy Spirit. When we're baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit, and that gets completed. The gift of the Holy Spirit gets completed at confirmation. So because of that Holy Spirit, we can cry out, Abba, Father. Isn't that amazing? We can call our Father Abba. And Abba is it's an Aramaic word. You may have heard this before. And it means more than just father or dad. It's an expression that roughly translates to daddy. It's incredible. That's how intimate of a title that is. So because of that Holy Spirit, you are a son or daughter of your Heavenly Father. And you are able to call out, Abba, Father, through that grace provided to you by the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you, who dwells inside of you. Pretty cool stuff. Oftentimes we don't think about it. We don't think about the blood going through our veins either. We don't necessarily think about our heart beating unless it starts going out of whack or something and starts racing up, right? We don't think about it. We don't think about the electricity in our house until we have some sort of a problem. We don't think about the air that we breathe. All of these things that appear to be invisible, we often don't think about, but it doesn't mean that they're not there, and it doesn't mean they're not needed. So that Holy Spirit that's inside of you, he's doing a lot of work, but what you need to remember, and I struggle to remember this too, and I'm working on this, is to invite him to be more active in your life, to say, come Holy Spirit, guide me, guide all of my thoughts, guide all of my actions, strengthen me, let me know what I'm supposed to do in every situation. You know the old WWJD, what would Jesus do? People were wearing bracelets a few years ago. That was a big deal. What would Jesus do in every situation that you encounter? When you're in the store and something goes wrong, there's a long line, somebody cuts you off in traffic, somebody in your family says something that hurts you, what would Jesus do? That Holy Spirit that dwells in you, he can help you to make the right decision. But it's not easy. Because we have this strong human will, And unless we work on this, unless we pray, and unless we try to receive Holy Communion as often as possible, we can often not take advantage of this great gift of the Holy Spirit, because we're just doing our own thing. We're thinking, oh, I need to do this. I'm going to take care of it in my own way. Well, unfortunately, that gets us into trouble sometimes. Let's look at the gospel now from Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived, in the womb. One of the lines that jumps off the page at me is Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And I think that on this day when we honor our Blessed Mother, Mary, the mother of our Savior, if you want to imitate her, that's one of the greatest qualities that you can work on. That idea of keeping these confusing events in her heart and pondering on them. You're going to have things happen to you. You might be in the midst of something right now, and you think, why is God doing this to me? I can't take this anymore. Why is he making me go through this? It doesn't make any sense. I've been there more times than you can imagine in my life. And I found that by growing closer to Jesus Christ, by talking to Jesus every day, as I do, as I've learned to do, and I want to still get a lot closer to him. I'm nowhere near where I want to be. But I'm closer than I was 2 years ago, a year ago, even really a month ago, I would like to say, and I'm happy about that. As you get closer to Jesus, and as you read his words in sacred scripture, and as you receive the sacraments as often as possible, communion and confession, they're the big two that you could receive over and over again. The more you do that, the more you pray, right? And the rosary is a great prayer for that. The more you do these prayers and these actions to stay close to the Lord, the more willing you are to give him the benefit of the doubt, so that when something funky happens in your life, it's a deep theological term, by the way, but when something crazy happens, you say, all right, wait a minute. He does know what he's doing. I don't get this. I don't like this. I wouldn't have chosen this, but I know, Lord, that you love me. And again, that comes from spending time with him. You're not going to get there by just reading in a book that Jesus loves you. You're not going to get there. You're not going to be able to believe it unless you spend time with him and you could literally feel that love. When you do that, when you get to that point, you're more willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Now, you still might complain to him. That's okay. You have a relationship with him. You could talk to him. And sometimes you're not going to be happy. That's fine. But don't be afraid to challenge the Lord, to give him a hard time if you think it's warranted. I mean, you could do it respectfully, but he wants you to have that kind of a relationship with him. But the closer you become to him, the closer you become to him, the more willing you will be to agree or to go along with the difficult things, the unpleasant things that happen in your life. So I'd encourage you this year, you know, you want a good New Year's resolution, make it a point to grow closer to Jesus this year. Talk to him more. Make it a point. You're going to pray every day. I'll give you 5 minutes at the start of the day. Start small. Make it a point to make it to say, I'll go to one extra daily mass during the week, in addition to my Sunday obligation. Give that a shot. I'm going to go to confession more. If you go every 3 months, try going every 1 month. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. You start doing these things, you get more and more grace. And what happens is you grow closer to the Lord. And the closer to him you get, the more peaceful you are and the more willing you are to accept things, as did the Blessed Mother. She didn't have her questions answered up front, but she loved God so much that she said, all right, if you're asking me to do this, I trust you. So as we celebrate the solemnity of the Blessed Mother, let's try to ask her for help, to help us to be able to trust as she did. I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning in. And again, please keep in mind, I am very much in need of your donations so I can keep this podcast going and my work going. Followingthetruth.com. Just click on donate to do that. Remember the Amazon and the Mystic Monk links as well. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. And God willing, we will see you next week on Blog Talk Radio. See ya.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.